Well, thank you, boys, thank you. Howdy, friends, howdy. Yes, sir, here it is time once again for Jelly Elliot and the three knotheads sitting here under the old pine tree just to showing our ignorance and having a good time. We'd like to have you just pull up a chair and set a spell there with us. Here's Robert with the first tune on his little old Strata Potato fiddle. He got him a old wool sock and cleaned it all up and got it shining and everything. And here he is with that old tourist tune through Arkansas. Yes, sir, that's it. Arkansas Traveler. Robert, you left out the part there where he says, "Say, mister, how far is it to Little Rock?" He says, "I don't know, but there's a big rock out behind my barn." You left that out, Robert. You reckon we ought to do it over? Friends, you know, times has really changed. It's really changed. Why, you can tell by the way Robert plays Arkansas Traveler how it's changed. Yep, I've just been a-thinking. I hope I didn't get hurt. About the old expression. I know a lot of you out there have heard the old expression say, well, Grandpa burned the woods, and Grandpa before him burned the woods, and what's good enough for them is good enough for me. Well, you don't hear that said much anymore. And when you do, you can just look this character over and size him up and figure the rest of it for yourself. And I'll tell you another thing. If you'll just stop to think there a minute, I just don't believe your Grandpa would burn the woods if he's here today. Or any of these grandpas. In fact, I know some things about some grandpas here I'm going to tell you about in a few minutes. But I just don't believe that Grandpappy'd burn the woods, because if he was here today, he'd be one of the first to realize how bad we need this timber. Now, when he was a boy coming up, there was just timber everywhere, lots of timber. There wasn't any sale for the small timber like there is today. If they'd have had pulp mills, paper mills in Grandpappy's day, they make a market for the young trees. It grows so fast here in our southern country. I mean, in the south, you know, they really grow fast. Well, the paper mills makes a mighty good market for them. Now, if Grandpappy's here, he'd be the first to realize that, and he'd appreciate the fact, too. And I'll guarantee you that he wouldn't set the woods afire, and he wouldn't let you do it. Why, he'd give you a strap in there if he's to catch you trying to set the woods afire. Friends, we need the woods. We need the woods for the kids in the country. The woods and the kids grow right on up together. And they're kids today, but they're grown people tomorrow. And you set out a little old pine tree there today, and it's a little old scrawny thing, but it's a great big old tree tomorrow. That's the way the thing goes. And more people are recognizing that every day. They're seeing it. We still got a few that thinks they've got to burn off every spring, you know, and get ready for new ground clearing and get ready to plant, and they'll go down the field before they get hitch old roadie to the turning plow. The first thing they'll do is fill up their pockets full of matches and go down there and set the field on fire, burn it off. If he hadn't been so frazzling lazy last summer, he wouldn't let the grass take the place like that, you see, and he wouldn't have had to burn it off. But he is one of them front porch farmers, you know. He laid up under the shade of the old pine tree and let the grass take the field. Next spring, he's got to burn it off. Too lazy to plow fur around the field, or get the neighbors to come over and help him with it, or things of that kind. And first thing you know, he's burn off all the woods around there. And then that fall, he gets his old gun, goes down the woods to kill a squirrel, and there ain't no squirrels. And then he raises his hand because there's no squirrels. Well, he's the guy that run them off. Oh, boy, that thing is a grapevine. I could just go round and round here with it, but first let's go round and round here with Slim. There'll be no teardrops tonight.
Pretend I'm free from sorrow. Make believe that wrong is right. Your wedding day will be tomorrow, but there'll be teardrops tonight. Why, oh why should you desert me? Are you doing it for spite? If you only want to hurt me, then there'll be no teardrops tonight.
Yes, darling, yes.
I'll believe that you still love me when you wear your veil of white, but you think that you're above me, but there'll be teardrops tonight. Shame, oh shame, for what you're doing. Other arms will hold you tight. You don't care whose life you teardrop tonight.
Well, thank you, Slim. Thank you. That boy can really sing. Speaking of Grandpa, not you, Slim, Grandpa. We was just talking about Grandpa. I don't believe there's nobody loves their Grandpa any better than I loved my Grandpa's. Had two of them one time. And I just love all Grandpa's. And there's several of them up in my neck of the woods up there. We got several grandpas around there, finest old fellas you ever met. And believe me, friends, they've got timber. They've got patches of woods there. I'd just like to take just a minute to tell you what one of our grandpas up there, in fact, this old grandpa, he's a grandpa to everybody in the community. You know, the old fella, all the kids is married off and gone, and he's there on the old home place, and the old land's laying out. It's old poor hill land. It's laying out there. So you know what Grandpa done? He got a hold of the forester man and got him some young pine trees. He said, "Now, by gravy, I tell you," said, "these fellers are setting out all these pine trees here and yonder and about, and by gravy, I decided I wanted me some pine trees." Friend, that old fella's got one of the nicest forests there that you ever seen. And he's just as particular about it. It's nothing to pass down by his house there. And you'll see him out there with his walking stick, wandering around out there in them pine trees. One day I was talking to him about it, and I called him my name, you know. And I said, "Grandpa," I said, "what was your idea for planting these pine trees?" I said, "It's true enough here." I said, "You realize you're an old man, and these pine trees, it's going to take few years before they get up to be great big timber." He said, "Well, feller, I tell you, young feller," he said, "now these trees," he said, "I know I've about lived my days, but," said, "somebody's got to have this timber, and I just might as well be growing timber as anything else," and just as happy about it as you ever seen. Now, he wouldn't think of burning the woods off, and don't you think of it either, friends. Here's the next tune. I'm going to try to sing this one. "I Found Her Little Footprints in the Snow." Like the summertime, and they can stroll about. Strolling through the meadow green, it's a pleasure, there's no doubt. good old winter time when the snow is on the ground. Found her when the snow is on the ground. I traced a little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found a little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow was on the ground. Now when I went to see her, it was a big round moon. Her mother said she'd just stepped out, she'd be returning soon. I traced her little footprint, I found them in the snow. Found her when the snow was on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found her little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Where'd she go?
She's up in heaven, she's with that angel band. Someday I'm gonna meet her in the promised land. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. Found her when the snow's on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow.
In the snow.
I found her little footprints in the snow.
Where'd she go?
God bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow's on the ground. Well, all right, where'd she go? See, there it is. I found her little footprints in the snow. Friends, we're about to run out of time. We're going to have to move along here out from under the old pine tree and shove off. But here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you, friends. Think about it. Keep far out of the grass and woods. Let's follow the modern way. You can be certain if he was here, Grandpa wouldn't burn the woods today. Friends, this little session has got to come to a close here. We got to move on down the road. We've enjoyed sitting here under the old pine tree playing for you, friends. We hope that you've enjoyed it, too. Because, after all, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation at the station that you're now listening to. Now, we'd like to have you listen again. Yes, sir. Just come right on in. The announcer will let you know when we'll be back, the exact date and time. So come to see us, won't you, neighbors? Remember, friends, only you can prevent woods fires.
Hey, Charlie!